thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Historically, young voter turnout has been dismal, but Chris Galloway, president of the Young Democrats of America, says that in 2006, young voters turned out in record numbers, and unlike their parents, their votes were overwhelmingly Democratic.
Over the last 2 years, it's really been a sea change. In fact, in 2004, more voters under 30 cast ballots than voters over 65. Young voters are an important part of the electorate and the constituency.
Young Democrats are convening in Texas for the first time in their 75-year history, and they deliberately chose the city President Bush called home before he was elected governor. Despite the state's Republican leadership, Dallas Democrats swept every countywide office last year, which garnered national attention, according to event co-chair Juan Ayala.
We are sending the message that the Democratic Party in Dallas and in Texas is alive and well, that we are committed to fighting for every vote in this state, and there is no place where we are not willing to take our message.
The steady growth of a liberal youth vote is attributed to several factors, according to state Democratic Party chair Boyd Ritchie.
I think that they are beginning to understand that there are number of issues that are going to impact them, not the least of which is the cost of this war, spiraling tuition rates, the inability to obtain adequate health care at a reasonable cost. All of these things are going to impact these young folks.
While these concerns helped Democrats gain control of the House and Senate nationally, SMU professor Matthew Wilson is not sure that the 2004 and 2006 elections constitute a trend.
Well, it certainly was true in 2004 that young voters turned out at higher rates than they had in the past, but the reality was that everybody turned out at higher rates than they had in the past. It's not clear that the surge in voter participation among young people is going to be unique or sustained. That still remains to be seen. It is also true that young people are particularly unhappy with the direction of the war, but it remains to be seen with President Bush leaving the political stage, how much of that transfers into general gains for Democrats or general losses for Republicans. That is, anger with the war could be largely confined as a phenomenon of the Bush presidency, which is drawing to a close now.
Jonathan Neerman is the former president of Dallas County Young Republicans. He says the convention is welcome here, but doesn't believe Democrats will maintain control of this area.
The notion that this is a blue county and we'll maintain a blue county is just not accurate. The numbers don't bear that out. It is their moment in the sun with respect to the election in November here in the county, but what the numbers actually reflect is that we had a low turnout of Republican voters and not a higher turnout in Democrat votes. We have a very, very active young Republican base here in Dallas, in the region, and around the state. And in fact, we've been more mobilized since November than we were previously.
The Young Democrats of America convention continues through tomorrow at the Adams Mark Hotel in Dallas with General Wesley Clark, U.S. Senate hopeful Rick Noriega, and Senator John Edwards. For KERA, I'm Catherine Cuellar.